And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about how perilous times have come. Perilous times have come. This, of course, is a direct reference to the New Testament, a warning in 2 Timothy chapter 3 from the Apostle Paul. And we're going to go over these scriptures and then talk about what is happening in the world today, right now. Americans and probably people all over the world are watching with this incredible impeachment process that the Democratic Party has been pushing and promoting and now has gone from the House into the Senate. I watched parts of it earlier today. It was incredible. I'm sitting there watching what I could only call a fiasco of argumentation, where they're arguing that because President Trump, the President of the United States, called for an investigation into what Joe Biden and his son were doing in the Ukraine, when there's videotape of Joe Biden openly making the firing of a certain prosecutor conditional for whether or not they're going to get certain money from the United States. And the Democrats are saying to do something like that is supposedly illegal. And yet that's exactly what Joe Biden did, this quid pro quo thing that's supposedly illegal. And now they're accusing Trump of doing this and Russia collusion and everything else. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's happening. But what's really going on? I think most people recognize, most people at least who care about the country and who care about truth and what's right and so on, recognize that the Democratic Party and really the radical left, the left wing, these socialists, these communists, these Sharia Muslims, they are and the globalists collectively, they are desperate to get control of our country, to turn our country, really to use our country as a vehicle for their depraved ambitions. That's what they want. And this whole issue with the impeachment, I think this is just one part of a much darker reality that's happening in our country. And there's many things going on throughout the civilized world right now. But what is it? What's at the heart of it? At the heart of it is, I believe, rebellion against God collectively. So let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. And verse 1, beginning at verse 1, where Paul says to Timothy, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Now let's just look at that first part. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. There's no question that the I, my, me generation is what emerged after World War II. The whole idea of, you know, the self-help books, all of this focus on self, self-love. You have the song, "The Greatest Love of All," learning to love yourself, rather than the greatest love being learning to love God. To, you know, the two great commands, Jesus said, are to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that he should lay down his life for his friends." To lay down your life for others is the greatest love. And of course, that would be in obedience to God. So in doing that, you would be loving God and your fellow man. But now we're being told, well, at least through the song, the famous song, The Greatest Love of All, is learning to love yourself. This focus on self is very interesting, that that is at the heart of the corruption that Paul is warning about. This self-love. Lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. We see all of these elements at work in our world and society today. Without natural affection. Now that's very interesting. Natural affection, the typical natural relationships. This could very well be a reference to what's going on with this whole LGBT movement, where they are trying to destroy the traditional family. And you've had ministers that have warned about this for many years, that really the whole concept of gay marriage, and the gays have admitted this, the concept of gay marriage is not really about gays getting married. It's about trying to destroy the institution of marriage entirely and trying to destroy the construct of a family, to get rid of the idea of father, mother, children, etc., to wipe that out entirely. That's what they're looking to do. They've admitted this, if you research it. And so this would then, of course, lead to the destruction of natural affection, the natural relationship between a husband and wife, and then they bring forth children, and that's the affection of nature. I mean, we see in the animal kingdom how in the laws of nature you have the mama bear with her young, the deer with their, we live in a part of Tennessee where it is not uncommon to see a whole family of deer on the side of the road, running across the road, 3, 4, 5 of them all together. It's part of the affection of nature. Truce breakers, false accusers. Now, false accusation, is that what we see? You think about what we listen to on the news every day, what we're listening to on a regular basis in the news media. Are we listening to false accusers? I often think that we are. All of these accusations, in fact, we're going to talk about this in one of the stories that we're going to cover, where you have an African man who's an African intellectual named Kekau Ernest Tigori, and he has written a book called Detoxifying Africa, where he's really talking about this historic false accusation against Western Europeans, that they're racist, that they were making it out as though they were responsible for the slave trade, these false accusations against colonization, all this other kind of stuff. And he points out in this book that he's written, and this is a black man now, he points out in this book that he's written that it's exactly the opposite of what these communist revisionist historians have said, that they're basically telling this colossal lie throughout the education system in the Western world, one that began with the communists in the early part of the 20th century, something we've talked about on this program many times. But the rewriting of American history and world history from this Marxist worldview that is now leading to the decline of Western civilization. And he points out, this author points out, that it's not good for Africa either. It's not at all good. It's really designed, he says, to drive out the European colonists and to replace them with communists, to let the communists come in and take over. That's basically what happened in Rhodesia. That's what's happened in South Africa. That's the aim. Drive out the Christians and bring in the communists. That's the plan. All right, so back to verse 3. False accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. You know, I think about these Antifa groups that are out there and how hateful they are. And you watch what goes on in our society. If you have Christians standing on a street corner and they are holding up a sign, they're holding up a sign that just says, honk if you agree with traditional families, father, mother, children, or something like that, or a sign that says we're pro-life. We believe in protecting the unborn, etc. There are these radical leftists that will savagely attack Christians out on the street, physically attack them, grab their signs, tear them to pieces, throw them down, sometimes become physically violent. And think about this, despisers of those that are good. That's what they are. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Now, traitors, that first word there, I mean, that is what we are dealing with in our country. That's what we're dealing with in Western civilization. I've called it the Judas Iscariot Coalition in the Western world. It is, you've got left-wing, liberal, so-called Christians who quite often are not Christians at all. They're promoting Marxism. They're promoting social justice nonsense. They're promoting socialism. They're promoting things like gay marriage. They're often promoting things like Chrislam, the blending of Christianity and Islam. They're trying to help move more and more Muslims into the Western world. And not necessarily to witness to them and go and teach the gospel and compel them to repent of the idolatry of Islam and embrace Christ as Savior. I mean, some are doing that, and praise the Lord, because that's work that needs to be done. That's witnessing that needs to be done. That, I believe, is the proper application of religious freedom in America, as I understand it from James Madison. If you read Madison's Memorial and Remonstrance, he talks about, he's got all these bullet points. You go down to point number 12, and he points out that Christianity is the only true religion, and that all of the other religions are false religions. That's what he calls them, false religions, variant forms of darkness, and the only true light is from Christianity. And Madison talks about bringing non-Christians into the country, letting them come into the country. Why? So that they can be exposed to the light of revelation, which he makes clear is Christianity. So they will have the witness of the gospel of Christ. They'll be taught the word of God. They won't be forcibly converted, obviously, but they'll be exposed to a Christian society and the witnessing of Christian people. Unfortunately, with the socialists getting into power, what they want to do is find ways to silence Christianity, to make the preaching of the word of God a hate crime. That's the direction that they are trying to push and pull and drag our society in this country and throughout the historically Christian world. And so I think it can be said, perilous times have come. All right, we are going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to talk more when we come back right after this.
Adullam Films presents an exciting new documentary, Bridge to Babylon, part 3 in an award-winning series on the untold history of the Bible. Dr. Jack Moorman calls it a masterful presentation of what is the single most important issue facing Christians today, the defense of the Bible as the Word of God. Why was the Bible changed in 1881? Why have so many churches abandoned biblical inerrancy? And what direction are scholars taking the scriptures today? Learn the truth in Bridge to Babylon, the sequel to A Lamp in the Dark and Tares Among the Wheat. Bridge to Babylon is now available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madrin Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we're talking about perilous times have come. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, there's some really, really interesting and strange things going on in the news. They've got these stories now about the coronavirus that has erupted in China. And apparently, the story is that, and this is according to Sky News, quote, a new mystery coronavirus has killed more than a dozen people in China and has sparked fears of a global outbreak. Okay. And then you've got all these stories on it.
Of the coronavirus have been discovered. There are now 440 confirmed cases.
Well, the outbreak started in Wuhan.
The virus can be spread through human contact.
All right. So that's just a little audio from the Sky News report on it. They're saying it can be spread through human contact. There is, obviously, there's going to be a concern about this coming to the United States. Can it affect America somehow or other? I mean, with all of the things, all of the made in China stuff that our country purchases, more and more we buy American because the situation over in China, how they deal with chemicals, their checks and balances are not nearly as thorough as ours in this country. And there's all kinds of strange stories about things that are manufactured in China being corrupted and then they're sent to the United States. But that's an interesting development going on. We had here in America, in Virginia, there was, of course, the Second Amendment rally that happened on Martin Luther King Day, and all of these predictions about potential chaos and uprising and who knows, will the revolution start there and things like that. But thankfully, it was a peaceful protest. But there was a massive number of people that turned out for this Second Amendment rally to stand against the obvious infringements, the attempted infringement by the new Democratic majority in the state of Virginia. But everything was peaceful, and it was, you know, it wasn't a threatening event at all. It was really more a show of support, a very patriotic show of support, I think, to the Democratic Party and the gun grabbers in Virginia and across the country, because they had more than 100,000 people that came out for this. It was a massive number of people. And I think it sent a very clear message that Americans are not going to surrender their arms to any kind of gun-grabbing operation. But that's all part of what the globalists are trying to do in our country. So back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, with the description of what the character and nature of people will be in the last days when these perilous times come. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And then it goes on to describe them in verse 7 as ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now you think about that in terms of our society, our very science-oriented and technology-based society, where people are often, I mean, they're in an incredible way, an accelerated way, motivated by science, so much so that the technology in our day is constantly changing. A computer that you buy today is going to be virtually obsolete within 5 years. You're going to have to get a whole new computer because the technology, the software, the systems they're using, all of it just changes rapidly. And we see this in the film and video industry, the cameras, the technology, what they're using, how everything works. It all changes very, very rapidly. People are ever learning something new. But are they coming to the knowledge of the truth? They're constantly learning some new thing. But unfortunately, what's happened now, humanity has taken a turn in the 20th century, a very dark turn, away from, because of Darwinism, and I believe undermining the authority of the Bible through modern textual criticism, undermining the authority of the Bible and really the authority of God. Humanity, especially in the Western world, has taken a dark turn away from God. And now, yes, there's lots of ever learning, lots of education, lots of trying to learn something new, and yet never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, because the truth has been abandoned by so many people. It's been abandoned by many people who call themselves Christians. They no longer believe, many of them, that the Bible is the Word of God. They no longer believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. We've talked on the program before about having people like Dr. Dan Wallace and his 15 myths about Bible translation, where he says scholars do not know the actual words of Jesus, the exact words. We don't know. And that is, I mean, it's not certainly not just Dr. Wallace that holds that view. This represents a whole category of biblical academia. And I remember reading up on this and reading up on Bruce Metzger, because, of course, he's one of the most influential guys in the 20th century. And for Metzger, the turning point came, apparently, when he discovered that believing in the inerrancy of the Bible was not necessarily a component of salvation. Now, once he embraced that idea, then that opened a whole doorway to apostate views about the Bible, you know, denying the Mosaic authorship of Genesis and the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch. And then from there, I mean, once you deny that Moses is the author of the books that bear his name, now there's no way around it. You turn Jesus and the apostles into false witnesses because they're continually making reference to the writings of Moses as the writings of Moses. They're openly declaring it. So it undermines the authority of Christianity. This is, I believe, what's at the core of what has caused our country and Western civilization to fall into this rapid decline. And it's why now you've got people who are ever learning. They're pursuing greater and greater levels of knowledge about all sorts of different things. And yet the knowledge of the truth has been abandoned, been turned away from. Yet even with that, I don't believe that all is lost for America. because quite often it's when the truth is abandoned. I mean, think about what we read in the Psalm, where the psalmist writes, "It is time, O Lord, for you to act, because they have made void thy law." This has happened, brethren, for thousands of years. Think about the days of King Josiah. Josiah, when he came to the throne, he's a young king. Idolatry, sodomy, and ungodliness had been normalized in his kingdom. And yet God preserved his word in the scripture. And so certain men are working in the temple trying to repair it. And they find the book of Moses. And they bring the book out. And apparently nobody had been reading it for quite a while. And it's brought out and it's showed to the king, Josiah. And he commands that the book be read to him. And then he hears the word of the Lord and realizes his kingdom has fallen far away from God's commands. He tears his garment and he weeps. And then he ultimately leads his nation, his kingdom, to repentance and restoration toward obedience to God. I still believe if that could happen thousands of years ago, and it certainly happened with the Great Reformation in different ways, if it could happen in the past, I believe it can happen today. I don't necessarily believe that the world is going to come to an end in 1 year or 5 years or something like that. There was a time when I used to think that way, but the more I study history and the Bible and prophecy, I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think it's entirely possible that our country could be rescued from the perilous time that we're in even today. All right, brethren, we are out of time. That's going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.